And I do believe it should be time to bring in none other than Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So I, of course, went to bed early, didn't watch any sports last night. So I only have two or three select things to talk about, but you can take the lead this morning, Mike, because really I didn't even get up. I have a generator at my house. It did not automatically kick on this morning.
Well, you lost power?
Yeah. Yeah, so my house was like pitch black because, you know, Mr. Smarty Pants, I went out and got a generator. I don't need flashlights.
Isn't it funny how in the world of extreme technology, we lose power more often than before?
It's amazing. So I don't have any flashlights, so I couldn't even find my portable radio. Oh, well, anyway, so filming in, let me see if I can guess, okay? Now, did the Yanks and the Mets play both? Did they play last night?
Yeah, the Yankees played Oakland, okay. And the Mets played Cleveland.
Don't tell me what happened. I'm going to stay.
The Mets beat Cleveland.
Yeah, and the Yankees
9-2.
And the Yankees lost.
Closer game than it was. An error in the sixth inning opened up the floodgates for the Mets. A routine fly ball to left field was dropped, and then the ensuing batter hit a two-run homer, and that was it. Cleveland never rebounded from that. So. A misplay led to the demise of Cleveland.
And I'll say the Yankees lost.
The Mets did not go to their stellar bullpeners. They went to other pitchers, meaning Familia and the other clown, didn't pitch last night, and that's why the Mets wound up winning a game.
All right. So, and I'll predict the Yankees lost because the trip out to Oakland. That'll happen.
Yankees lost 6-2, lost to, of all people, Homer Bailey.
Yeah.
The two runs that the Yankees got came off solo home runs, so... Not much hitting for the Yankees. Oakland beat them 6-2.
All right. Now, I'm going to continue on I can't continue. You tell me the highlights because I can't even guess really what went on last night in sports.
The best ball game of the night was the Elizabeth Little League baseball game out in Williamsport. A nothing-nothing game to the top of the sixth. In the top of the sixth, Elizabeth scored two runs to go up 2-0, and they held on in the bottom of the inning with two very, very good pro-like defensive plays by the Little League kids to hold on to the 2-0 win. So they move on. They have one loss already. They've won twice, but now they're in the loser's bracket. They play Louisiana today at 11 a.m. to see if they can get back in what would be the next game against the loser of tonight's undefeated matchup between Hawaii and Virginia. Elizabeth had a no-hitter going into the sixth and a ground ball in the hole at short broke up the no-hitter. But the Virginia team playing today, who's 2-0, both wins came via no-hitters. So Virginia looks real, real strong. So that game is tonight, and Elizabeth plays this morning at 11.
All right, what I wanted to talk about was this NFL helmet thing with Antonio Brown and with Tom Brady. Tom Brady has started wearing the helmet. He really wanted to wear his other helmet.
Yep.
They won't let him.
Yep.
He's doing it under protest, and Antonio Brown is. And at first I thought, how foolish, but then I said to myself, I read into the story, I read a nice long story about it. These two guys say this helmet, once they put it on, it is on their head. It doesn't move forward. It doesn't move back. It doesn't move. Your head does not move in it at all. And they would much rather stay with that than the new design. Every design they tried for the new helmets did not fit as snug. Well, I think that they should be allowed to do it. I just signed a disclaimer saying you turned down the use of the new helmet.
Ooh. I agree, but that's the problem. They won't do it. The players' union will probably have no part of it. But here's the other thing. If Tom Brady isn't complaining and he's playing with the helmet, why is Antonio Brown yapping about it?
Well, he stopped yapping about it now. But
no, he put another appeal in or something.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. If you're in a league and you want to wear the other helmet, you sign a waiver for anything down the line throughout your life that has anything to do with concussions or anything to any kind of an injury toward your head or neck,
yeah.
The NFL is not responsible for it. You pay all your own bills. Sign the waiver.
Yeah, so
let him play with a six-pack block on his head. Who cares what he does then?
But that's what
the NFL should relinquish any responsibility for injury for the great Antonio Brown. and then go on with it. Right. Let him play with what he wants. And if anybody else wants to follow suit, go ahead. And if anybody signs that deal where for the rest of your life, any injury to your head is covered by your own pocket, I don't think anybody's going to sign that deal.
You know, I thought, to me, that was the way to wrap it up. Okay, if you believe in that helmet or us, then
put up or shut up.
Yeah, sign away on. Sign away on that.
Well, in my opinion, if one of the greatest, if not greatest, quarterback in history is trying to adapt to use the new helmet, who the hell is Antonio Brown to complain about it? What has he done?
Yeah, and no,
besides yap and complain and talk his way out of Pittsburgh, and he's on his way of talking his way out of Oakland, where good players go to die.
I just think that we're an adult society. Just get a waiver and continue to wear the thing. And if you turn into a vegetable, well, that's your own fault.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
If you got to eat pea soup through a straw, oh well.
Hey, let's leave a straw out of it. I finally got stopped using a straw. I can open my mouth wide enough now where I can sip things.
Oh, speaking of straws, with all the cuckoo birds saying we have to use paper straws, that when I go out to dinner and I drink water in about 5 minutes, that paper straw is useless.
Yeah.
Well, I just go to my car and get one of the ones I took from McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts, and I come back in with my nice plastic straw.
Yeah, I had
an unending supply of them in my car.
I had somebody that sent me an email yesterday because they watched online, and I had the plastic straw. So I said, listen, it's not that I use straws all the time. The straw was around here. I needed a straw.
Mm-hmm. Well, I use plastic straws all the time, so forward all your hate mail to me.
All right, anything else? Hey, we got anything for Saratoga?
Yeah, we got one pick today in the sixth race. Hopefully it's not raining up there by 3:30. That's the time of the race. Mile and 16th on the turf, maiden special weight. Dropping down all the way to the inside, the number one horse, Smite, trained by Joe Sharp. This horse ran in a 5.5-furlong sprint, one of those useless races up at Saratoga on August 1st. Showed to be a steady horse with a little bit of a close. In this race, there's a lot of first-timers and a lot of horses that have already started. Didn't show much of the first-timers. There's not much breeding. So we're going down to the inside. The number one horse, Smite, is our play of the day in the sixth at Saratoga today.
And Smite is right.
Yeah, Smite. That's what happened. The Mets smited the Indians last night, thanks to an error.
I was gonna bring something else up that I read on. And you know, do you think I can even come close to remembering this?
Got to write these things down.
Gosh, I was.
Got to write little notes.
Yeah, it was something that I thought you'd. Well, anyways. I can't remember it, so that's what it is.
It was something that you thought I would think of?
It was something that I would think that you've that caught your eye and that you would be able to talk about. It was something that would be familiar and of interest to both of us.
In sports?
In sports, yeah.
Baseball? What sport was it?
I'm sitting here saying I have no freaking idea right
now. Two ex-Mets that got caught in the drug cartel?
No.
Is that it?
No.
Okay. Well... Two ex-Mets got in big trouble.
That's unbelievable.
Linked to a big drug cartel ring. The ex-Met, that second baseman that dropped the pop-up in the World Series, he's one of them, Luis Castillo. And the other one, Octavio Dotel, was a relief pitcher for the Mets. Got arrested in the Dominican Republic for drug trafficking and money laundering.
Wow.
Hello, how you doing today?
They better hope they don't have to stay in jail down there.
They're down there, so
wow.
I couldn't think of one of the most horrific places that I'd want to be locked up in. I wouldn't want to be locked up anywhere, but I wouldn't want to be locked up in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll remember it, and I'll write it down, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okie doke. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Mike, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.